Let's see, we're picking up Emirat Hashem on Daf Kof Dalar Amad Aleph 104a, 13 lines down from the top. Gufa, Amr Belazar, Amr Boshia, Hapoches, Lo Yivchos Mishalosh, Hamosif Lo Yosef Al Sheva. Remember again, we were speaking about Havdalah in the last Amid, that there are multiple expressions of distinction, of Havdalah, of distinguishing between different things. So we said before that you shouldn't have less than three distinctions and no more than seven. Mesve, Simmer is the Kasha, Omer Havdalos, Vemase Shabbasos, Vemase Yom Tobin, Vemase Yom Kippurim, Vemase. So now again, Bryce says as follows. We say Havdalos at different times. Matze Shabbos, Matze Yom Tobin, Matze Yom Kippur, Matze Shabbos to Yom Tov. We say Havdalos when going from Shabbos to Yom Tov, Vemase Yom Tov Lechol Shamoid, and from Matze Yom Tov to Cholamoid. Aval lo Vemase Yom Tov LeShabbos LeShabbos. But however, we do not say Havdalos when you go from a Yom Tov into Shabbos. Again, the general rule is that one only says Havdalos when going from a higher level of Kiddusha to a lower level of Kiddusha. When going from a lower level to a higher level, there's no Havdalah. Therefore, from Shabbos to Yom Tov, you will say Havdalah, but from Yom Tov to Shabbos, you won't say Havdalah. Haragel Omer Harbe, V'sheinu Ragel Omer Achos. And again, if you're versed, and you could say a lot of expressions of distinction, then great, go for it. But if not, just say one. So this stands in contradistinction to the number four, because before the Gemara said, you shouldn't say less than three and no more than seven, to which the Gemara says, Tanahi, it's Machlok Yisran, then Rabbi Yochanan b'no Shal Kiddoshim. This is actually very beautiful. Rabbi Yochanan, the son of Kiddoshim, and we'll discuss exactly what that means in just a moment, Omer, Achos, v'nagu la'am lomar shalosh. He says, really, all you have to do is say is one expression of Havdalah, but people are accustomed to saying three. The Gemara says, by the way, my ninhu b'non Shal Kiddoshim, why is he called Rabbi Yochanan, the son of Kiddoshim? My ninhu b'non Shal Kiddoshim, who is this person who is called, and I remember, he's called Rabbi Yochanan, the son of Kiddoshim. Who is this person? In other words, Rabbi Yochanan is the guy who is, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say the guy, who is ultimately, again, this son of holy ones. Who is this? Rabbi Nachman bar Simoi. V'amai k'ali b'nai shal kiddushim. Why is he called the son of holy ones? The Gemara says, delo istakel b'tzurasa duzuza. Because he wouldn't even look at the image on a coin. Incredible, because again, he felt like it was like a shtick of old Zara to be able to do that. Shalach later of Shmuel bar Idi, Chananya achi Omer achas, b'les hilchas hakavasi. He said, my brother Chananya only says one expression of Havdalah, of distinction in Havdalah, and Halacha doesn't follow him. Omer v'shul b'levi, hamavdus arashi Omer me'in Havdalah samuras b'torah. So again, when saying Havdalah, you have to use expressions of Havdalah as they are brought down in the Torah. So what are the expressions? Meisid Gemara says, Seder Havdalahs heich. How do you drink Havdalah? Omer, Hamavdu bin Kodesh Shechol. Chash Baruch Hu distinguishes between holy and profane. Bein Or L'Choshech, between light and darkness. Bein Yisrael L'Amim, between Klal Yisrael and the nations. Ubein Yom Hashil Yishesh Me'amasa, between Shabbos and the 6 days of creation. Bein Tamil Atar, between that which is Tamil, that which is Tar. Bein Ayam L'Charava, between the sea and the dry land. Bein Maim Ha'Alyonu L'Maim Ha'Tachtonim, between the upper waters and the lower waters. Bein Kohanim L'Levim V'Yisraelim, between Kohanim L'Levim and Yisraelim. B'Chosim, B'Seder Bereshis. And ultimately, again, you end off with Seder Bereshis. Now, what that sounds like, the Gemara is saying over here, is that Rashi points out that the Rashbam, the Brach is Baruch HaTo Hashem Soder Bereshis. Hashem, you are the one who organizes creation. V'achim really, Achim say, B'yotzer Bereshis, not with Soder Bereshis, rather again, with the creation of everything. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer Chosim Mekadesh Yisrael. You go ahead and you end off Havdalah with the phrase, Mekadesh Yisrael, Hashem sanctifies Kal Yisrael, Vim Isa. But one second, if that's the case, that you have to use expressions of Havdalah that are found in the Torah, so there is no biblical expression for the distinction between sea and dry land. We don't find that Lashon of Havdalah written there. You're right, take that phrase out. If that's the case, well, if that's the case again, ultimately, again, we have another issue, which is the phrase, Ben Yom HaShil HaShesh Yisumei HaMasa. So remember again, that's very similar to the Bracha's conclusion. If that's the case, you have to remove that from the tally as well. Batzer Chadav Alek HaSheva. Then again, you don't have seven expressions of distinction of Havdalah, to which the Gemara answers, Omri Kohanim Levim Yisraelim Trei Milinim. In reality, that phrase distinguishes between Kohanim Levim Yisraelim is in fact two phrases. Bein Levim Yisraelim, there is a distinction between Levim and Yisraelim. Dechsev Ba'is Hahi Hivdil Hashem Shevet HaLevi. Hashem distinguished Shevet Levi. Bein Kohanim Levim, there is also a distinction between Kohanim Levim. Dechsev Bnei Amram Aaron Umosha Vayavdil Aaron Lahakdisho Kodesh Kadoshim. Okay, those are your expressions. So Gemara says, Mechta Maichasim. So bottom line, what is the bracha with which we conclude Havdalah? Rav Amar Kadesh Yisrael. Rav says, Mekadesh Yisrael. Shmuel Amar Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. And Shmuel says, we say bracha to Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. And Hashem distinguishes between holy and profane. Light La Abaye. So Abaye said, no, that can't be true. Light La Abaye, B'Tim Rav Yosef, Ahad Rav. So Abaye did not like, literally again, it's cursed. Abaye cursed this, and some say it was Rav Yosef, about the statement of Rav. Rav said that you conclude it with Mekadesh Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Ahadrav, Tanam Bishmid Rav Yosho ben Chananyo, Kalachosi Mekadesh Yisrael, Vamabdu ben Kodesh Chol, Marichlon Yomun Shnosov, yet again the same name Rav Yosho ben Chananyo, that if you end off Havdalah with the phrase, that Hashem is the one who sanctifies Klal Yisrael, and distinguishes between Kodesh and Chol, that such a person enjoys a long life. On the days, the less Hilchos HaKavos, the halacha doesn't follow this. Rather, again, halacha l'maisa, as we know, we conclude Havdalah with the phrase of Hamavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. Okay, well, it's incredible. Shkoyach, everyone.